Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Do you know when you're being targeted by perhaps violent criminals? If not, that's what we're going to talk about and how to respond to it. A vehicle caught in traffic, obviously being followed, not noticing that they're being followed. Traffic slows them down. Now, I want you to stop here for a second, and I want you to look at the positioning of the car. Look at the positioning of the car, folks. The vehicle, the victim's vehicle, is right up on the bumper of the car in front of them. They have nowhere to go. The thieves know that. The thieves block them in, and within seconds, they're smashing a window, and they're off. And as a matter of fact, I want to go back through this video again one more time, because I think there's so much that we can learn for our own good, for the public's good, out of looking at this video. Now, watch again. The vehicle's right up. The victim's vehicle has nowhere to go. No options. Had they had a car link back, they noticed people getting out of the car. And, oh, by the way, in a second, the window smashed. Whatever's valuable is gone and the car's taking off. Folks, this happens in seconds, and without a plan, you have very little hope of defending against it. So let's really talk about, what are you talking about, Tim? How could you possibly have avoided that? Well, number one, folks, those people, the criminals didn't just decide, hey, that Toyota looks like it might have something valuable. They were watching. Oh, wait, situational awareness. Were the people in the Toyota, the victims, were they paying attention? Because I'll guarantee you, someone was watching them for a while. So they had valuable whatever it was. And what did they do with it? They put it in the rear of the vehicle, where all it took was one quick blow on the glass and it shatters. And now it's in the hands of the thieves and they're off and running. Now, by the way, the thieves did a good job because they planned where the attack would happen. And I want to drive that home. If people are targeting you, they've got a plan. The question is, do you? And so let's go a little bit further here. As a matter of fact, let's watch this video one more time because it really is helpful. They pull up next to the car. The car, if they were situationally aware, the victim's car could turn right and be off and running. But no, they stay in traffic, unaware, and then the takedown happens. And thank God all these folks wanted was property. Had they wanted more than property, this could have had a very bad ending. So let me ask you, folks, okay, Tim, you made your point. You talked about situational awareness. Well, what does that mean? It means we're not engaged in our phone or just in conversation. We're engaged in being aware. Wait, that's weird. That car was very near when we came out. Maybe it's someone they know. Maybe it's not. It's most likely not. It looks like a targeted robbery. So they're situationally aware because, folks, if they were situationally aware, and they felt like, remember we've talked about this, the spider senses are tingling. They could notify the police. Oh, wait, no. You can't notify the police unless there's a crime. Wrong. If you feel like you're being targeted, folks, you drive and notify the police. Don't get caught in traffic because that's the worst case scenario. The other thing is, and we will talk about this in our avoiding carjackings, when you get right up on a bumper and you get boxed in, you got no options. In this case, had they had a little bit of room in front of them, they clearly had an exit where they could bug out on the right side. So having that tactical planning ahead of time, what does that mean? Well, I'm not going to put valuables in plain sight. I cannot tell you, folks, how many people I know, well, my purse was stolen. Someone broke into my car. Well, where was it? Well, it was on the seat in my car. Folks, I just want to assure you, as someone who understands security, a window is not going to stop an aggressive assailant from smashing it and grabbing your stuff. Don't advertise where your valuables are. They actually make lock boxes for cars too. Maybe that's a consideration. Anyway, they're not in a position where they're visible and they can be easily stolen. But then we get to the tactical, your preparation plan. And that's all the things we're talking about on this channel. That's making sure you've got distance in front of you, making sure you're not boxed in. Because folks, had this been a carjacking, it could have been real bad. So there are lessons to be learned just from the theft of property, which is why we're covering it. And then finally, folks, let me say it again. I was a police officer. I responded to thousands of calls during my time on the department. We were outside of Washington, D.C. We were busy. But I never one time got upset if a person called for a suspicious situation and it turned out to be nothing. And let me just say this. The reason we're so focused on doing this channel is because you may call and an officer's not available anymore. San Francisco is one of those places where they are seeing historic rises in crime. Officers don't want to stay on the job, and they're experiencing the results of not having enough officers in place, well-trained, to respond to stuff like this. So as we turn the corner one more time, what are the takeaways? Most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your family and others is be situationally aware. You see a car following you, you notice folks mirroring, start making a series of right turns, then you'll know. If you validate that, hey, this car is following, get on the phone, call 911, let them know. If you feel like you have valuables in the car that you need to transport from one place to another, don't make it obvious. Especially if it's cash or money or anything that can be easily taken, stolen, and sold for drugs. Because, folks, this is what's happening across our country. Street crimes are on the rise. Actually, violent robberies are on the rise. Active violence is on the rise. So I don't want you to be a victim. I want you to be the victor. And that only happens when you begin to own your security. You begin to put practices in place. Don't be oblivious to the world, because those days are gone. You have to have situational awareness. You got to be aware of your own tactical plan. What would I do? Am I going to be right up on the bumper? Am I going to be squeezed in between traffic where I have no options? Or am I going to have a plan? Because if you look behind you and in that seat behind you are your precious kids, they're counting on you to get it right. And so, folks, let's do it with integrity, with honor, and unity, that we're not going to become victims. We're going to be victors. I hope that helps you. I hope it's inspirational to you. I hope I've given you a couple points. And, folks, do me a favor, please. This stuff everybody needs to know. So you're going to be sharing and caring for your neighbor by making this information available to them. I'm going to do a whole lot more of the after the fight videos because, you know, people just don't know. I get asked all the time, what do I do if? What do I do if? What do I do if? And so we're going to try to present, you know, hopefully the best information out here by the best security experts available. So to provide you with the best, the real security advice that you need. Because anybody that tells you they can come in and fix it with alarms or with it, they're just not living in the real world. You need to own your security. So do it from a position of faith and do it from a position of preparation and wisdom. And in the meantime, stay safe out there. I look forward to seeing you next time.